is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. We're here for the Orange Township Board of Trustees special meeting to discuss some zoning matters before the township. Ms. Bonnie, if you could, we'll call this meeting to order. Ms. Bonnie, if you could please call roll.
Yes. Trustee Grumbles?
Here.
Trustee Knapp?
Here.
And Trustee Faust?
Here.
Thank you. Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First matter before us is rezoning application ZON 22-04 related to Evans Farm and BZ Evans LLC.
Good evening, Board. I will go over the staff report briefly. This is an application from Evans Farm Land Development Co. LLC. It is concerning all parcels within the single family portion of Evans Farm, Land Residential District, which is roughly 425.5 acres. The applicant is requesting an amendment to the currently effective zoning development plan for the Evans Farm Single Family Land Residential District, approved under various previous applications. This amendment is requesting a reduction in the alley width within Evans Farm. The currently effective zoning development plan was approved under 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 former applications. The formal rezoning application for this amendment was submitted to the zoning office on March 25, 2022. The site is surrounded by mostly residential, planned residential in the north, which is Evans Farm, continuing into Berlin Township. To the south, single-family homes in Old Lewis Center Village. To the east, single-family land residential subdivisions in Bryn Mawr and Meadows at Lewis Center. And to the west, bordered by single-family homes in the FR1 district and the railroad. The summary of the zoning development plan changes incorporated in the applicant's amendment request, short and sweet, section 7 in streets, alleys, and trails. Heading public streets, alleys, and trails, paragraph public streets, and private alleys. Item 3, private alleys shall be 15 feet in width instead of 20 feet in width. This was not reviewed by the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission. The Orange Township Zoning Commission did recommend unanimous approval of this application.
I think we talked about this a few times in the year prior as well with Ms. Bonnie, and I have no questions at this time. I'll wait to hear from residents who are here and the applicant. Board members.
And we did receive an email from a resident, and that is here in front of you today.
Yeah, I read that. I didn't know if there were additional comments or not, but I did read that email. Was that the only?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was the only comment that we received for this application.
Okay.
Yep.
You're sure?
Yeah. I'm Tony Ironman with Evans Farm. I have just a brief presentation that I don't think in the last 15 years that I've met with Orange Township on Evans Farm, I've ever written down a presentation that I did tonight. So it's just kind of a catch-up kind of thing. We started Evans Farm, and I started meeting with townships in the county probably around 2007, 2008, and we started getting into more detailed information with information meetings with the Township Zoning Commission, the staff, and occasionally with trustees individually. Everything was completely legitimate by the book on the Sunshine Law. Somewhere around 2010, we made our zoning application in 2015. It took the better part of a year. We had over 100 meetings with residents only, all surrounding our community. We probably had 100 meetings. I didn't count all the formal meetings with township and county officials. With the zoning approval in 2016, you can flash forward to about 18 months ago. We were on a Zoom call with COVID. Really struck us all in a bad way, and we all had Zoom meetings, and about 18 months ago, the township trustees asked us to take our zoning application, our approved zoning text, which was two binders, each of which were probably about that thick, so it's a good size, and asked us to work to simplify and consolidate the text and the plans. And we agreed to do that. We worked with Michelle and the staff, and somehow managed to take that much binder, the much of two binders between plan commercial and plan residential, and it turned into that binder there. And I still say it's one of the finest zoning documents, plan zoning documents that I've ever seen, and certainly I've prepared, but I can't take all the credit because Michelle and her staff helped in a big way. So it's a joint effort. Everything that was in those two binders is in this. It just got rid of a lot of redundancy, and we took a lot of data and put it into spreadsheets and everything like that. And in doing that, we were able to compress information and clarify at the same time. In the end, about the end of last year, that zoning, this zoning book was approved as an amendment. And I think everyone is better for it. The one thing we presented back in 2016, and then again at the end of last year, is there is one item that still is unresolved, and that's the width of the alley. At the time, at the end of last year, we were working with Chief McNeil and with the State Fire Marshal, Lieutenant Clark also, and the State Fire Marshal, and it took till after the first of the year to get approval from the Fire Marshal, and then subsequently Chief McNeil had already written an approval letter, but going back to Lieutenant Clark to confirm that we were able to do this, they agreed that they could live with the 15-foot alleys from a public health, safety, and welfare perspective, and shortly after that, we made our application. And that's the only reason we're meeting tonight, is just to finish up. We have promised we'd be back for 2016, and again in 21. I have done, I would probably say extensive, but I'm not sure what extensive means. I worked for over 20 years doing research in new urbanism design, new urban design. I visited probably 50 communities around the country. I could go through a bunch if you really want to be here all night, but I'll save you, and unless you ask. And then, but I will tell you, as recently as Saturday, we went through Kentlands in Maryland, which is one of the old, established, really highly regarded new urbanism communities. And the alleys there are 12 feet to 15 feet wide. That's generally what we found in all the new urbanism communities around the United States. If you want to expand that a little bit, through my lifetime, I've looked at older urbanism communities, like I grew up in Linden, and you go to Italian Village or German Village or Victorian Village or Westerville. I can go to Charleston. We went to Annapolis on Saturday. So go there, and Alexandria was where the conference was. I had these great fun times. My wife thinks I have one of the weirdest vacation photograph logs she's ever seen. I take pictures of alleys, pictures, and fire hydrants and street signs sometimes. But again, we found anything from an 8-foot wide alley to a 15-foot wide alley. And just all these places. Munich was where I found the 6-foot wide alley, but that, I'm not sure you'd even call that an alley. The value of the alley is it's a tight, narrow place. It's intended as a service, a primary service access to service all the functions that back into that lot, whether it's commercial or whether it's single family or multifamily, it doesn't matter. It is a service area. It's intended for trash. It's intended for private parking. It's intended for storage. It's intended for the more functional aspects of a community. The purpose of the street is, and I can use Evans Farm as a great example. It's an open, tree-lined public space. It's for events, even if it's for casual meetings or impromptu meetings with neighbors. Sidewalks are there. Sidewalks provide walking, kids on bikes, passive recreation opportunities with more formal active recreation opportunities being in the parks. It also allows for guest parking. So 15-foot wide alley serves as an alley. I have a note here that a 20-foot wide alley serves as a street, and that's what we've found is their challenge in Evans Farm is there is no separation between public and private space. People are interpreting alleys as being a secondary north, south, or east, west connector. We have documented and we've tried to correct, and I've seen parts of it are starting to fix already by itself that parallel parking in the alleys has always been a problem, and we're trying to get rid of it. What we found, I drove through a few different alleys today, in fact, and found that wherever there's a house being built, the builders or the subcontractors are parking in the alleys, and we've tried to chase them out to various success levels, but we continue to do that. Once the community is established, or that neighborhood is established, or that street is established, it seems the parallel parking in the alleys tends to lessen substantially. So that's one of our challenges with our alleys. In regards to the width reduction that we're requesting, we're not proposing to reduce the lot size at all. We're not proposing to increase the value of the lot size at all. All we're doing is taking the 2.5 feet that you would gain on each side of the alley and give that to the resident. It's their property. They actually own to the middle of the alley regardless. So it's just less alley to maintain. It provides a private area that allows them 2.5 more feet of space for use, for plantings, if you will, or for storage, whatever they care to do. It does not, as Chief McNeil and State Fire Marshal have said, it does not compromise the public safety at all. They find it's very acceptable. And it brings, most importantly, it brings the focus back on the public streets. And it separates, it's an identifiable difference between, for any resident or visitor or guest, the difference between an alley and a street becomes more substantial because the alleys aren't tree-lined. They're narrower. Anytime you go into a narrow hallway that you're not invited to, it feels like you're not supposed to be there, and that's exactly what alleys are for. If you're not a resident, you're not supposed to be there. You have a public street out here. It's far more gracious and far more attractive and far more welcoming, and that's what we're trying to do. And that's really the purpose for the 6 years of request, and it's been 6 years of good hard work, but it's something that we've waited long for, and the State Fire Marshal came with a letter, and Chief McNeil agreed. That's why we're here. So I'll answer any questions you have.
So my understanding is our zoning code doesn't have any dimensions for alleys within Orange Township. Is that correct?
It's not a typical standard of ours in the zoning code.
So how did we end up with 20 feet in the first place?
The previous fire chief thought that was a good number.
And do you have an understanding of why? Because I talked to Chief McNeil about it, so I was wondering what you know.
The previous fire chief wanted the supports on the ladder truck to be able to put there. Our comment is the ladder truck can fight the fire from the street, and if there's need for a truck in the backside, the other truck without the booms can be in the back. There is no water line in the back of any, along any of the alleys. The fire is fought from the front anyhow. So that's our position. And with the driveways, as they said, there are other opportunities. If they absolutely need to get in there, they can get in there and put the booms on the driveways if they need to.
Gotcha. The current fire trucks that we have are 18-foot outriggers when it's out, which obviously is wider than the driveway, or wider than the alley. So that lines up with what Chief said, is that he said they could put the outriggers in the driveways or the apron, I think is another.
And they also have the opportunity of all the public streets, because all the public streets are easily 24 feet.
Right. And at some point, our Quint will come in, which only has 12-foot outriggers, so that will fit in
our that. Our what?
Our Quint.
That's the new
fire truck.
I've never heard it called a Quint.
That's the only thing I've ever heard.
Really?
What is it called?
When we went down to Sitfin, mm-hmm. What were they calling it? An new engine?
Yeah, I think they say Quint these days.
How did I miss Quint? but the purpose of that pole
was
exactly to have, well, not just Evans Farm, but it was to have more maneuverability. And right now we don't have ladder capability outside of this massive truck that's not ideal in multiple situations. So the new Quint will be integrated with ladder capability. So if you see our typical engine driving around now, it doesn't have ladder capability on it. It's simply there for water movement. The new is a multi-purpose vehicle. We went down and saw the manufacturing just to get a good perspective, Michelle and myself and Chief McNeil. And the utility you get for, I think the price differential was very minimal. But to have, it's similar to how our fire department, we actually have firefighter paramedics throughout all of our units. And from an ops management or operations management background, when you look at a situation like that, you know, if you have a need for medical treatment that exceeds your paramedic capacity in a typical fire department, you're kind of in trouble, right? So the utility of our staff, we pay a little more for it, but if we had a mass event or some serious accident, everybody there could do every job. And similarly, we want to have our fire trucks capable of responding and serving our residents regardless of what the need is. So the new Quint will be capable of going into that back alley while a standard ladder truck with the larger 18-foot outriggers would be positioned in the front. And then in the tighter, some of the tighter neighborhoods that exist as well, even when you look at the old village and areas in the township, the turning radiuses and such, they're just much more maneuverable. So we're really happy we're able to, with the residents' blessing of our levy, get that truck in here. So I'm not concerned with the,
not with the fire truck.
With the fire truck.
Are the alleys at 15 feet still going to maintain two-way traffic? Because one of the comments that we had, from the one resident that emailed us recently, they were concerned about the 20 feet is challenging, especially when the trash cans are out and things like that.
Yeah, we had that same exact discussion and question from Berlin Township Zoning Commission. And my response was, we really haven't a preference. And the person said, well, good, because we have a trash truck that comes in and blocks the middle of it.
How wide are the alleys there?
We haven't gotten, we're asking for the same 15 feet there too.
Okay.
They said, you know, it blocks the alley, and I said, well, that would even be more reason to have it two-way then, because you get to go the other way if they're blocking that way. And that seemed to make sense. A car is 6 feet wide. If it's narrow, people tend to slow down, which is what an alley is supposed to do. We don't want people racing. We don't have a preference either way. I suppose if I did, I would say I'd prefer the two-way. And if you have a trash truck blocking and someone needs to get in their driveway, they're going to go against that one way anyhow. So
a car is 6 feet, but like a minivan is 6'8", and say an F-150 is 7'3". So if you get two larger vehicles, you get a van and a truck, you may be at a point where someone has to back up.
Right. Or you do the old suburban four, what do they call it, the old four square way kind of even in that a little bit, but yeah.
And your driveways and such are in the back as well, so you have kind of a skirt that you can pull off of to get out of the way. This is like
I can't think of a driveway in our community that is at least a two-car garage. We have a number three car along Evans Farm Drive, so and each driveway is roughly 10 feet. So we have 20-foot sections, and if
you can angle off,
if it's narrowed a little bit more, you get another 2.5 feet of driveway.
What if you have a fence at your property line? Is there a certain
setback
that you have to be?
We have setbacks. I can't remember what it is off the back. But there, I believe there is a setback. I can look it up if you like. I've got the handy dandy.
For a fence, or
yeah. Or and the resident sent a picture of it looks like almost like a sunroom on the back of the property. It was very close to the edge of the alley.
So are the alleys private?
The intent, I think what he's saying is...
Yes, they are. They're maintained by the HOA.
So the HOA plows it?
Yeah.
And when you were talking about it, I would have never thought of it prior, but like going down to German Village, for example, when you turn off of the main road, you know, you back up and keep going because you don't have to deal with it, right?
Right.
And it's very evident that there's a transition from a street intended for traffic and one intended for the people that live there.
And I drove through Evan Stars on the way here today, and it, you really can't tell the difference between what's an alley right. and what's a street, unless it's where the driveways are.
The text reads that, and I won't go through the chain, but single family lots are serviced by alleys have 28-foot wide, or 28-foot minimum rear setback.
So that's the edge of the house.
And an 18-foot rear setback for all other accessory structures.
So that's like a shed?
The 28 is...
So then are we having people that are getting variances with that?
No, you don't need it. It's 18 feet off the center
off
line of the alley.
Center line.
Is what it is.
So your center line right now is 10 feet.
It's 9 feet or 10 feet.
So it should be 8 feet from the edge of the... Currently, if you've got a 20-foot alley and you've got a proper... there's a home that's like 3 feet off of the edge of the alley.
It's 8 feet right now. So it'd be 10 and a half feet. If my math is right, it is. Well, that's the text. It's 18 feet off the center line of the alley
and if
for accessory structures.
Are residents adding additions? I would assume at this stage of the game, we're not adding additions. It's all just initial construction.
So. We haven't seen any variances for setbacks in the rear, so. I know a few people have enclosed their property, and it's
really I've seen fences.
Right.
Town, yeah.
Michelle, is there any requirements for alley or for roads in the zoning resolution?
No.
Okay.
Well, driveways there are, yes. And that's, you know, public roads, it's 20 feet minimum.
For what?
For public roads, 20 feet minimum.
Public roads are 20, but there's no specification other than...
We do have no standards for private alleys.
If a resident wants to build a fence in Evans Farm, is there a process they go through? For HOA approval or anything?
Yeah, it goes to the town architect.
Okay, and then...
We're served by the HOA representative in that.
And then when they build, is there a verification of what's transpired?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like there's some situations where there's not...
There is one that we're working with the homeowner on right now.
Okay. The number one question I had, you answered, and it was the lot size. I was curious if we were going to see a transition in lot sizes.
Smaller lot sizes.
Yeah, and I was happy to hear that that's not being requested. And I wanted to touch, too, on your comments about the zoning text. The big reason, you're correct, the big reason that came about is in my first year, Evans Farm was at every meeting. And there were just little nuances and things that we were talking about gutters, or we were talking about gutters was one. I forget the other. I mean, the gutter was like 3 inches off or something. It became clear that things were so overly particular in certain areas and not particular enough in others that I asked for that effort so that we wouldn't have to have a meeting every week. Because, I mean, it was literally every meeting you were here. And Michelle and we sat down and they did some good work, and I'm happy to see that the binder's much smaller now. It was two big binders. I still have them.
So
but I appreciate that the lot sizes aren't changing.
So they aren't requesting in this application that lot sizes change, correct?
The only thing they are requesting is to reduce the alley width.
Yeah, some more grass.
But my concern is this in conjunction with the change they made, what was it, last year, to change the different lot sizes. So there's like, what, two different measurements, one large and one small, basically?
The previous revisions they made, it didn't, so the minimum lot size has always been 40 feet there. The change that we made is that at the time there was only X amount of 40 feet, X amount of 50 feet, X amount of 60 foot lots, and those numbers were taken out, but the minimum lot size remains as 40 feet, and then
the mix changed.
There were different designations, like
and with,
4 or 5.
With each of those lot sizes, there was a whole, each of them had a setback requirement. Mm-hmm. And many of them were the same, but every once in a while it would shift another couple feet. So we were asked to consolidate that. So everything from 40 to 85 or 90.
Yeah, it's in two tiers.
Now, and the large
lots. So you have two tiers. That's the
so prior. So prior to that, I think is where some of the
there was nuances or
exceptions.
But isn't that correct that now this could help you actually have more 40 foot the minimum have smaller lots overall? Per that change, is that not correct?
Well, that's the minimum lot width. So I would say it would impact the depth more than the width.
Depth. Okay. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying is that overall, when the new homes are built, it could end up making smaller lots.
No, well, I don't.
The
think
minimum the lot minimum lot depth did not change.
No, because the width is changing, not the length.
Yeah.
The depth.
You don't think
no, I think the one thing that if you want to try and find where the financial impact is on this, it's pretty simple. It's a pavement, right? It's cheaper to grow grass than it is to pour asphalt. And frankly, I'd rather see grass than asphalt. We have an abundance of that in our area. But that's where there's a financial impact. It's not to get more lots. I think that it's just when you look at what the concept was originally, this has come up repeatedly as a goal of the new urbanism.
Well, my concern is that when we approved this way back when I was here in what, like 2016?
Mm-hmm.
When that was approved, like you've come in so many times since then that the development is becoming an entirely different animal. And I kind of feel like, what's the old phrase where you just keep taking one bite of that animal it is, you just keep taking one small bite, and in the end result is something really vastly different than what was originally proposed. You know, that when you have different tiers and all these little adjustments, I just don't want to see a lot, many more changes to this. Do you think you'll be making many more requests to change? I mean, it does look great. I drove through it. I have to admit, it's beautiful. I'm really happy with it, and it's better than I even thought, but as it stands now. But I'm concerned that you'll continue to come in and kind of tweak different things and continue to make things smaller. Do you intend to do that? Any more changes?
To answer your question directly, we have no intentions of doing that. We like being here, but we don't really want to take up your agenda. We don't want to take your time up, and we have no intentions of being here. Just in response to your one question, back before 2015, when we made the application, smallest lot size was 40 by 135. And that still is the smallest lot size. It hasn't changed at all.
But now you can make more smaller lots because you did, they changed the
tiers.
They could make more 40-foot lots, but the overall lot total remains
the
same.
Yeah, the total doesn't change. Yeah, but then in a few years, when this huge recession hits, would you come back in and say, well, we're having hardships, we can't build this out, so we're going to ask for additional homes, you know, additional
I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is when we build out, if the market drives smaller lots, and we're starting to see a big pickup in larger lots on the east side. The market initially didn't push the larger lots, but we're seeing that upswing there. We've been approved for X number of lots in a range of that size. Mm-hmm. If it tends to go towards the smaller lot size, we're going to have additional open space for the community. If it goes more towards the upper lot size, we're going to have a reduction in lot counts because one 80-foot lot equals two 40-foot lots. And just, you know, not trying to be trite, but it's
right.
There's only so we are permitted so much area in Orange Township, Evans Farm, to build, and that's all. And that's how we're proposing.
But you can always come back in and request a rezoning and say, oh my gosh, you built all these tiny lots and now we got this huge, and the homeowners are like, we're tired. I've heard this, you know, I've been in zoning since 1998, mm-hmm. That's a very long time. And the homeowners get sick of maintaining it. They've got to pay for it. And one day they're like, well, we have a great idea. Let's see if we can sell part of this off. We're tired of paying for it, or it just seems like wasted space, or you know, they fall in difficult financial times. There's a lot of, nothing is ever permanent. And so, you know, if you're requesting...
I've seen people do that too, yes.
Yes, yes, yeah. I mean, even you could have a 20% open space or provide 30% above and beyond the zoning commission, what they require, and then come back and request it, you know, if you want to take a few... I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen.
I would suspect if that would happen, the community of however many single family and however many multifamily residents are in Evans Farm would rise up. And I don't think I'd want to face that. It's,
and what is your primary reason for this request? It's just
to reduce the out.
Just for the
just to create a hierarchy of asphalt. Private space and public space. That's the only thing we're here for.
You don't think, okay, so this shouldn't change anything about the lot size?
Nothing
or
else.
The one, I did want to reiterate one thing too from our prior discussion. Your comment again is exactly why I surfaced my concern, because they were here so often. And it was like, why are you, you know, it was pretty much every meeting, if not every other meeting for a while. And when you sit down and you look at the collective requests that are being made, it was the gutter one. I just remember being like,
oh yeah, but this is more substantive than that.
Yeah, right. And so that's
what that's a big one. The tiers, to me, I don't know if I would approve that one, but I mean, I understand because it gives them the ability to build more smaller lots overall. I'm just concerned there. This is a pretty substantive.
I think it was the type of gutter or something. It was like a brass gutter or something, or I don't remember.
Eve overhangs or
It was a couple of inches. But the bottom line is that the request was to get all of the stuff that's causing this ironed out so that this doesn't continue to happen. And then in his defense, this was on the docket. The problem is because there were outside agencies involved, it took longer than ideal. Or it would, I believe it would have been addressed previously and we wouldn't be discussing it today.
So you don't intend to sell or change any of the open space in the future?
No.
I mean, I guess if you sold everything off.
I'm not trying to defend us, but I will. Evans Farm is a new urbanism community, which is a new concept in Central Ohio, in all of Ohio, actually. Excluding Marymount down in Cincinnati, if you're familiar with Marymount. If you're not, you ought to, because it's a wonderful place, which was built before 1900. Evans Farm is the first new urbanism community in over 100 years in Evans Farm, in the state of Ohio. And there is a new one now called Union Village, which is being developed by a friend of mine who I saw over the weekend at our conference, which is down between 71 and 75, just north of Cincinnati, but they only have about 20 houses under construction, so they're brand new. But whenever you have something new and something unique that the county engineer standards don't quite apply to, or, you know, the county engineer standards don't have an alley either. So that's how unique it is. So while we were in here every month, and we apologize for being here and consuming.
It was part of the time. 1 year, a little problem.
I think in the end it's going to, it's always been a joint effort between the development and the township. It's a town center. What's your comprehensive
We didn't. You hit the nail on the head. I don't think it was any one side. I think it collectively was so new that they didn't have the, you know, knowledge base or experience to get it right the first swing, which is hard to do either way.
Yeah.
I actually just drove for a soccer tournament this past weekend to the neighborhood he was referencing, and it looked identical to Evans Farm. It was a little hillier terrain down there, and the only thing that stood out to me was the lots didn't look quite as large. It looked like the houses were even a little bit maybe closer together, but they looked like the same builders. I mean, they were very similar. It was nice.
You see, back in the day, some of us predicted that they would come back and do exactly what they're doing, requesting like this small lots. Not necessarily the tiered thing, but requesting smaller lots.
Yeah.
So it's something that some of us predicted back.
Yeah,
we're not asking for any smaller lots. So
well, in your application last year, we were requesting to have.
And now, and I don't think that would have been approved if the goal was to get more lots out of it. I think that the goal was just to have the flexibility to accommodate the demand that might come or not, you know, where before you know, if you're marketing at Evans Farm and you say, hey, customer comes in and says, my budget's $550 and I want this house and the house is this much, and I, you know, well, I would only qualify to build that on a medium-sized lot. Well, we're out of medium lots.
Oh, but there's something to be said about a variety of lot size and not just tiny lots.
Yeah, and I understand.
You don't want a bunch of
we weren't going to allow more lots because.
Mm-hmm. Well, not now. We'll see. I mean, he knows in 4 years. I mean, we could be gone.
Okay, back to the alley thing. How do we enforce the no parking in the alleys?
That's an excellent question, and I'm not sure that I have an answer. Even if we post it, there is not an entity. I mean, we don't have
right.
the police power.
Can you post it?
We can, but I guess my question would be, in posting it, who enforces it?
I would still post it.
I would suggest the same thing because
even if it's not enforceable, people driving through might think it's a public road. You could say private drive, something like that, and then the people that are invited to come back there or the people that live there would know that. But I would seriously put private drive or something on there, even if it's not enforceable by any. It would be, wouldn't it be trespassing? You could trespass someone.
I was thinking more in line of the parallel parking in the alley and things like that.
Yeah.
Can you just say no parking?
Could make HOA standards.
Yeah. So yeah. As I was telling Tony, my aunt lives in Baldwin Park, which is in Orlando, mm-hmm. which is a new urbanism area as well. So I asked her, we went to see them over spring break, and then I called her a couple weeks ago, and I was like, hey, can you measure your alley? So
what did she say?
11 feet, 8 inches. Now, I'm sure it's one way. It's not
two ways.
And their aprons are, on one side of the road was 5'8", and then one was 7'. So that's not as deep as ours, the driveway space, basically. So ours is bigger than what they have. And she said it's incredibly narrow, really, really hard to get around.
Yeah.
So hopefully, like the fact that you're asking for 15 and not 12, mm-hmm. and like I said, your driveways are much deeper. It won't, it'll be good. And I also serve at a ministry downtown, and I've measured their alley, and the street that the ministry's on is on Morrill Avenue, so I went and took the trash out, and I measured that alley, and that alley is 12 feet. Again, one way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think 15 feet is bigger than these other places.
And if it would please the board, if we posted it at each end of the block of private alley.
I would think the residents would appreciate that too.
Yeah.
As long as they were okay with it collectively or majority, right? I would want to impose on my resident base. So.
Yeah, what would you say? You'd say private alley?
I don't know. I was just going to ask. What
would you suggest? Yeah, private alley?
Private drive. I would just say private drive.
Yeah,
we get feedback from the residents there?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be talking to
the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, even, like, you know, if you look at apartments and they say, don't block the dumpster. Or your car will be towed. I mean, who's enforcing that? Someone could enforce it, but it's
something
different.
I had to do that once when I lived in an urban loft in downtown Cleveland. You have to call. You would have to go into an agreement with a company,
right.
and then the resident could call.
But it's doable. But it's doable. And if someone, technically trespassing too, if someone were to just park along. Now, are you concerned? Then you're not concerned about a car being parked there and the fire trucks coming up.
The Quint can handle that.
If in New York City, they just run right over the car and whatever, but I don't think we're going to do that here.
When my wife and I were first married, we moved into a cul-de-sac down in Linden, right off of Oakland Park. And it might be the narrowest cul-de-sac I've ever seen, small, radio-wise. And I was talking to the fire chief, the head of the fire department for the city of Columbus, who's pretty powerful. I said, what would you do? I mean, people park here. Even though it says no parking, what would you do if there was a fire? And he said, have you ever seen our trucks? This is kind of danger because I'm sure the Quint costs more than this. He said, we pay $700,000 for our fire trucks. I'm sure you guys paid more. And he said, they're too expensive to leave down there. He said, we have every right to move that car in any way we want, including dividing it in half if we want with the jaws of life. And moving it on either side of the fire truck so we can go. So.
But that would not happen here.
No, it
right?
would.
I see that in New York City, but.
I think with the yeah. I think with the skirting and everything, they would be able to get around it.
Yeah.
It would just be a matter of reseeding a couple yards.
Yeah, I mean, people do that all the time, and I mean, who hasn't parked in a park lane at the school or whatever? But it
could. Law breaker.
Not me. I've never done that ever, ever. But you know, it happens. The next thing you know, it's the day that there's a fire, and you know, it's the, during the football game or whatever. But
confessions of the township trustees.
Blood away in handcuffs. But yeah, that would be my concern, is that people don't always follow the rules. And
we could put, you know, private drive, no parallel parking or something like that.
Yeah, what about parking? Private drive and then no parking on how long?
No parking, private drive.
The other option too, if you go to GovDeals, you can find the police actually auction off their old spike strips. And we could integrate that into the asphalt.
That's very pleasant. So what about two signs, like when you're entering, it would say private drive, and then along, could you put, how long are the alleys?
I'm thinking along Evans Farm Drive, which probably is one of the longer ones. There's nines round up for math, it's 70 foot lots are a little bit smaller, so it's about 600, roughly 600 feet.
Maybe you could put signs along, not necessarily, I know in the, what are our subdivision standards, or maybe put, you know, a sign every 25 or 30
well,
or 50
certainly
feet.
At the entrance of each alley.
That's what I was thinking.
Just
yeah, but maybe a couple in. Even in, along the alley itself, because people will.
We have to weed whack around them. Just need to weed whack around them. We have some signs in our yard.
Yeah.
Maybe just a couple to line people in the middle.
Entrance and exit. That way, people, you know.
But then people will pull in and then they'll forget. It's like, you know, it's like speeding signs throughout the neighborhood. You can't just put them at the beginning and the exit, because people, everyone does it. They park and then they don't realize that they can't park there.
But if in. I offer this as just discussion. If the board and the staff want to come up with the proper information on the sign, we'll agree to put one, you know, each entrance or however you guys.
I think that'd be sufficient for me personally. But again, I'm not a resident there, and I want to respect their desire as well.
Yeah.
It's similar to when we talked about the garden and things like that, and the concern was the aesthetics. Whether it's going to add to the neighborhood or detract and be an eyesore. And we had gardeners buy homes shortly after they started because they fell in love with the neighborhood, which was great. It wasn't intended, but they like the idea of being able to walk. And I saw another resident yesterday that I knew and waved, and he moved into one of the condominiums and brought his two dogs over to check out the garden. And that's the idea of that area, I think, is... a walkable community, truly walkable community, and it's nice to go over after meeting several folks there and waving, you know. So I would just say it's a discussion that I think merits, you know, that would warrant having with the residents as a whole, you know, electronically or in person.
But what about the county engineer's office? Maybe they would have some suggestions since they're...
Our engineer has about daily conversations with Mike Love, who's the
traffic engineer.
Yeah, you said it could be up to 600 feet. Is that right, the alley?
I think that's the longest block we have. I don't hold me to that, but that's the longest I can think of.
Maybe one every like 100 feet. I mean, I think it's something.
That's almost like two blocks. That's a lot.
It is. Maybe one in the middle.
It sounds like we're agreeing then on that, having that discussion. And I think what we could do is agree to have conversation with the engineer's office as well, or you can. But to just have the coming together, if you will, after the fact, right, to align, get consensus on, you know, what the official government kind of point of view is or perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think that you know, we'll want to have the residents as well involved for sure. They've invested heavily in that area and want to respect that investment. Does the board have other questions or do we want to hear from our residents?
Residents.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
So the residents coming up, just introduce yourself if you have anything to say. Your name and address, please, and then share your comments, and we'll have Mr. Ironman and the board address those, and then we'll follow up with the decision.
Hi, my name is Patsy Kashchok, and I'm a resident of Evans Farm. I've been there for 2 years. We actually moved from Marymount, so I'm very familiar with both ends of it, and that's one of the reasons that we were attracted to Evans Farm. I'm at 1906 Poplar Place. As I was listening to some of the things that Mr. Ironman has said, I've sent you some pictures. I disagree with several of the comments that he said about the buildings having to be a setback. There's one house that literally is 2 feet off the alleyway. So I sent you a picture of it. I have a concern, anybody coming around in that alleyway, if the alleyways have cars that are parked at the very end of the driveways, and the alleyways are reduced in size by 5 feet, and that house is literally 3 feet off the alleyway, I don't know how somebody cannot hit that house. The second thing I would say is when Mr. Arvin was talking about the alleyways, most of the alleyways that he was referencing seem to be in larger lots. In our situation, we are actually going from an alleyway to an alleyway to get out of our driveway. So we have to go from a 20-foot lot to a 20-foot road to a 20-foot road. I also shared with you some pictures of a fence. And I said, I submitted a request to consider not putting a solid 8-foot high fence on an alleyway at a corner before we even built. And obviously it happened. So getting from our house, going around a curve with a 20-foot or an 8-foot fence right on an alleyway, and you narrow the alleyways to by 5 feet on both the alleyway you're going into and the alleyway you're coming from, I don't know how cars are going to get around the curve. I don't know. And I also I respect that you want to post signs and spend money doing that. I will tell you, that is just absolutely, you can't change human nature unless somebody puts a ticket on their window. So, thank you for considering that, but I will tell you that half of the time I can't get down my drive or down my alleyway because there's cars parked on the side. Tonight, coming here, a car in their driveway, the car literally was right at the alleyway because we only required the length of a car for a driveway pad. So coming around the corner was another car. I was coming out the alleyway. You can't make the curve. So, danger. Now, let's talk about Rumpke. That is just, you are setting up an accident to happen. And there is no way that a Rumpke truck, in my opinion, can make it from a 15-foot alleyway to a 15-foot alleyway with a fence on the front and a car sitting in a driveway. I cannot imagine the number of accidents would happen there. So, I submitted this. I signed up for something. You guys are testament that you're hearing amendments coming in weekly, monthly, whatever it is. People signed up when we chose to come to this community based on a situation and some sets of zoning requirements that were laid out. And now, every week you're hearing different amendments proposed. It's changing the whole entire environment that we signed up for. And we were early adopters, so maybe that's the problem. But you know what? This development would not be where it is if those early adopters were there. And now you're penalizing us by changing things. Now this is I'm speaking for future because I hope they won't change my alleyway. But what are you doing with that land? You're saying you're giving it back to the homeowners, so you're going to make their lots longer? Like, I don't understand, like...
It won't have pavement on it. So instead of it being a paved alleyway, it'll be either a driveway extension or grass.
So what's the point?
They'll have more yard.
2 feet? Like, what's the point? You're going to make a danger zone for 2 feet? Like, you're telling me people don't even care about the backyard. I mean, I've heard that numerous times. Don't worry about what you put in the backyard. You drive down Poplar, you drive down any of those two alleyways that go between Poplar, I will tell you, you have houses that are less garages. There's one being built right now. God bless them, I love my neighbors, but it's 6 feet off of the street on a corner with a fence that's 8 foot high.
This house in particular, I have a question.
That house is 2 feet, or 3 feet. So you're telling me that who's judging? I mean, who's approving these?
Yeah.
This is dangerous.
What street is that?
It's an alleyway off of Linden. It would be north of Linden. It's in phase two.
Can you, okay.
So I don't know what the street is.
I would just look.
It's on Linden. Is it set back for the alleys also?
Yeah, it should be.
So
that clearly is less than 3 feet,
yeah.
Or 6 feet, or 8 feet.
It should be 8 feet. It should be 8 feet off of the edge.
The edge of the pavement.
There's absolutely no way that's 8 feet, right?
It's 18 feet off the center line, and if it's 20 feet wide. It's
I'd have to look at the permit. I don't know.
And I will tell you that my fireplace was not allowed to put it back in the back of my property because it wasn't. It was required to be 20 feet. Now I can pull up my emails that when this was submitted, 20 feet off the center line. So my fireplace on a small lot is in the middle of my yard because I couldn't go that close. I mean, my flower bed is in my lot further than that house.
Robert,
that's
are you familiar
dangerous.
With this? Do you know how that could have been built? I mean, I know you probably have.
I'm sorry, I'm terribly passionate about this.
It's
because
okay.
If people don't speak up, this is going to be a disaster.
When I also wanted to mention that we're not seeing the changes that we did prior. That was in my first year. In 2020, I asked for them to...
This is another one that I couldn't submit, but this is my neighbor's who has it's a pool house on a lot, and it's 6 feet off of the alley. That's right across the street.
Off of the alley, the edge of the pavement?
Right.
6 feet. And what's the setbacks again from the...
18 feet.
From the center line?
Yes.
Is that
so 8 feet off the pavement.
But if it's a side alley, is that what it is? Okay, and the side alley is 6 feet?
6 feet from
what? Off of the center line?
But if it's these are all side alleys.
6 feet from the center line?
These are all...
The rear alley where the garages are versus a side alley that would go down...
Well, his pool house is on the same alley that my house is.
Right, so that would be a problem if it's not 8 feet.
It is not 8 feet.
So who inspects those?
Who inspects them? This clearly is...
That's a side...
That's a main alley, though.
Okay, so we're talking about roads versus alleys.
Correct.
Is that what we're talking about? So, Robin, do you have any insight into how that could happen, or what that is, or
I'm going to let Tony comment, give us information on what we're looking at.
Yeah, but I mean, are you familiar? Is this possible that could be legal for some reason because it's...
Yes, because it was enforced as a side setback, so it's the side of the house, so that side is 6 feet.
So you're going to approve this on a 15-foot lot. How are you going to get garbage down there? I mean, like, it's so frustrating.
Are there driveways off other parts of that?
It's off the back. Yes, right across the street from it. It's not directly across because it's not a lot that's been sold yet.
Okay.
But how's that 6 feet off the side of the road? The road's 15 feet. Oh, because it's two or three extra feet off the road.
Thank you, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. When you lived from Marymount, what were your alleys there?
I didn't live on an alley, so I can't tell you.
So you see the sides going down, there's additional perpendicular alley that would be accessible for the garages.
Right, so you're telling me that those are going to be 15 to a 15. You're going to feed a 15 into a 15. And somebody in having cars The driveways are probably about 6 feet from the corner. So having a car right at the corner, I'm just telling you, we cannot use one alley because it's so dangerous.
Where's the one that's close?
That one.
If it was, okay, so there's a 20-foot wide alley and center line would be 10 feet.
It's right in the picture.
So how's that?
Go up north a little bit, Michelle. I think that's the one we just saw a picture of.
That's the one you just saw the picture of.
So it has to be 6 feet off the center line?
Yes.
But yet the center line is 10 feet in. So it could be built into the road, into the alley?
I think it's 6 feet.
No, I think it's a 10-foot setback on... I haven't done a permit in a while.
So it's 10 feet off the
literally
center line.
Right off.
From the center line.
So it's literally right on the edge of the pavement, allowed.
And you think that's safe?
No.
Well, it's existing now. Yeah. When it wouldn't change
anything.
You think
that's safe? I will guarantee that house would be hit. And I hate to say that, but
so
honestly,
many more houses could be built. Like,
yeah.
They're
so then you narrow the streets.
So you could basically build every single house after that. Well, you could do it now, but with a 20-foot alley.
I don't think you're going to tear up any alleys, are you?
No,
but I'm saying in the future, this means that you'll be able to build homes just like the one that she was talking about, and they'll be even closer, the alleys will be even more narrow.
The homes will be closer together if they're on both sides. If you look at the way they designed the neighborhood, you don't have a side and a side together is what it looks like to me. It looks like the sides are...
To a back.
So you don't have... You're not going
to
have two sides sandwiching each other like that. So you would still have a setback, a larger setback on the east side in this case, where the
lots the house is a less setback than a driveway?
Apparently, on the side lot, yes.
Well, we have not been able to get those requirements because Dan has promised them to the homeowners, and we've not seen those. We've talked many, many times. And so... I just think that's very dangerous.
Well, what's the minimum
talk about those people drive backing out of those driveways?
What is the minimum length of the lot then, Michelle?
So I'm looking at this particular permit. The length of the lot is the minimum length is or depth is 135.
Okay.
This is a 57 foot lot width. Because it is on a side and back alley, there's a 10-foot building line on the side here. However, this...
From pavement?
From center line.
From center line.
So this bump out here is about 3.5 feet to the prop, to the pavement.
I said three. I didn't take it.
That's okay.
It's close.
Looks smaller in the picture.
Yes.
So 135 is the minimum depth, and then they are requiring smaller alleys, then they could still be crunching all the homes together closer to the lots, correct? They could still be.
Well, according to you, you're not taking any of that alley and doing
So
the lot is 158 feet deep, it's still going to be 158 feet. It's just there's an extra 200 feet.
Changing.
I would like to have that written in law.
But they would still
because
be.
I will guarantee that's not what's going to happen.
If
that
15
feet
is
going to disappear, 2 feet
on the
other
side. Make the alley, but if the minimum is 135 and then that 20 feet shrinks to 15, the whole thing can, still could be closer. There could be, they could put more homes on
the
smaller map.
No.
That's
my point.
If you zoom out on the map.
Yeah, how many more lots are left?
If you zoom out on the map,
five phases.
Stop right there is perfect. Nothing with the lot lines is changing at all.
Right.
Just the pavement area.
In these two phases.
No, anywhere in the future.
Oh, wait, these are even.
Well, we don't know what the lot.
This area that we're looking at.
Yes, but
the
we don't
lots
know
are already
more.
Done. The plats
right,
done.
Are two phase one and two, phase two that are being built.
Yeah, the plats are done. So those
won't change.
Those aren't changing.
Wait, have any of those been built yet?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's all planted.
The whole development is planted?
No.
Everything you see there that shows line
okay.
is planted.
To the northwest of that, the same lot sizes are going to be in those areas
But they'll be closer together. They could be 5 feet closer together.
No, that's incorrect.
No, that is not.
What's the minimum lot depth, Tony?
135.
Minimum lot depth, so 135 feet.
Yeah, so you can stack them closer rather than 20 feet apart.
The lot will be closer together to the other lot.
Right, but here's
the
what
lot size will still be the same.
The lot size will still be, you'll be able to cram more into, you'll be able to cram more before you get this many in, and now you'll cram it more into a smaller space.
We've not reduced the lot depth or the lot size through 10 years, 12 years of discussion, and 5 years, 6 years of approvals. We've not changed the lot size at all.
And the quantity of lots is approved.
Yeah, but if you don't have to have them 20 feet apart anymore, you have them 15. I mean,
the apart is simply the public right-of-way, which is defined by the county engineer.
But it's still all within their lot.
So my question, they can still keep bumping. If they only have to be 20 feet apart, 15, not 20, then you put one here and here and here. It's still, they would still be minimum size, and they'll be able to cram more into a smaller area.
Lisa, the alleys are located on the backs of lots.
They're within the lot.
They're within the lot?
It's part of the lot.
Yeah.
They are
within the lot. Can you zoom in on the plaque again and show us how it... You can tell.
If you look at the lower part,
So each individual property owner owns half of the alley,
correct?
Yes.
I think that the biggest concern, I think I understand, is more, it's maybe not the lot size or the setback, because if the setback remains the same and the alley shrinks, then there is a chance the structure itself could be closer to...
But it's still an 18-foot gap.
Further, the structures on the back or the rear setback is based on the rear property line. We're not requesting to reduce the
setback. It'll be further away.
So that's still 18 feet.
It'll be further from the pavement, which will give you another 2.5 feet of driveway.
Correct.
Or another 2.5 feet.
I think what you're saying is you're worried about the quantity of lots changing, not necessarily.
No, not the quantity. I was concerned about them being squished closer together, but if they actually own that part, that's my concern. But now could they build even closer?
No, because it's still, the setback is still from the center line of the road, which the center line is where the center line is.
So the house is only further apart. They have to be
from the pavement. They're going to be the same distance apart, but they'll be further from the edge of the pavement.
So what's the current setback from the alley?
So in this case, like if you look at the one that's paved, mm-hmm. if you take 2.5 feet off each side of that, you would have 6 feet from the edge of that house to the pavement instead of 3.5. Does that make sense? In other words, that street going north-south right there, the alley, the side alley, is just going to go this way.
The road itself.
The center line's not changing. Nothing else is changing. So you'd have more grass on the east side of that structure. You'd have more grass on the west side of the other lots. The
so
house
actually prevents the house being that close.
In other words, the house still has to be that far from the other house.
Right.
From the setback, because it's based on the center of the road.
Correct.
But, okay, so wait, the road, what is the setback now from the center line? 6?
Yeah, so if you just do, like, if they get, I think you said 18, right?
18 was the rear, but what's the side?
The side, so for side, if a home faces a side, if the side of their home faces an alley, it's 10 feet from the center line.
Fences, a 6 foot or 8 foot fence can be right on the alley.
What about the main alley? What's that?
So here's the one.
Is
the alley narrower? So here's what I'm saying. I bought into this community because of the current zoning laws. Every time we change these, you may think that 5 feet doesn't sound significant and we're going to give it to grass or whatever. I will guarantee you that more of this, more of the pool deck or pool equipment shed that's across the street that's 6 feet away from the sideline, that will be what people are going to use with that extra 2.5 feet. You have then put the community in it's very dangerous to have 15 feet. Now, why you say that it's not tree-lined, I think it's very apparent where you're going to drive. I don't think people just leisurely drive down the alleyways because they think it's beautiful to see a bunch of garages. And I don't want it to be like, you know, whatever the communities are downtown. That's not what I bought into. That's having your back alleyway so crunched that I literally has to, and I'm a fairly big, I back in because I can't pull out, or I back in so I can pull out, because you can't back out, because there is a truck usually at the end of the driveway, or there's, you know, somebody parking on off the, you know, on the edge of the street. There's no way to reinforce that. You're making the community suffer for a very, no one's asking for this other than the developers. Why change something that's today? I just have feel like it's very.
So, well, is it true, so Michelle, so that this, there would just simply 100% sure just be more grass there and no pavement.
Yeah.
So the structures would be no closer together, but people, is that making sense? Because they own, each lot owner owns that part of the alley. So if the pavement would shrink, but they still could be, right? They still could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, so they,
any
I guess, so the
yes,
alley width,
right.
The alley width is decreasing, but the setbacks are not.
So here's the 20 alley, mm-hmm. right? And then with the 18 foot setback, you have the middle line, right? Mm-hmm. The middle line is still the middle. So there's your 8 foot currently, your 8 foot of space. If they make it 15, this is your future. You get all of this now that's also in buffer space. That makes sense?
Yeah, so they still can't
yeah,
be any
still can't
closer.
Be
the center
right.
line rules.
Here's the back, of the back of the house here, and then here's the back. It's never changed.
Yeah, so the center line still would, they couldn't build any closer.
Correct.
If this was changed, they would just have less
more grass.
Or,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
but is there a regulation that says they can't put anything in that green space then? I mean,
so that's your bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned. If I guess
the fences and stuff would still go with the setback.
Accessory setback.
Yeah.
What?
It'd be the accessory setback off the edge of the pavement, the same as it is now. So it's not going to change the aesthetic.
It's off the center line. It's off the back property line.
So. Okay. Oh, it is. Okay. So it would just move. It would just move the fences further away from the road too, which would be favorable, I would think.
Robin wants to say something.
Yeah. So I think even though we've discussed that. The rear setback is functionally from the center of the alley, but it's actually to the property line. The center line of the alley just happens to be
the property.
That property line.
Correct. Yeah, I think we're all on that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so it would still have to be the same setback, but if this was approved, could something additional be built within that extra 2.5 feet of green strip that would...
On each side.
Yeah. Could anything be built there and causing additional obstructions, like she's saying?
Not unless the property lines change, which I don't believe is the suggestion.
So if this was, if for some reason they came in and redid her whole road and made it 15 feet, which never would happen, but if they did that and put more grass in there, it would still be the same net result. There would be just less pavement to drive on.
Yes, because the property line and the setback.
And there'd be grass further away from the fence.
Yeah, there'd still be grass. So someone in theory, I guess, could, so I was thinking, if there's grass there, in an emergency, maybe someone could drive through the grass, like a fire truck.
Exactly.
Is long, but unless there is there any kind of structure or fence or
on the side ones.
You know, do you see
from
what I'm
an
saying?
Alley
yeah,
to
I
an
see.
Alley is my biggest
an alley to an alley.
I live between two alleys.
Yeah.
Is there any way to maybe not?
So you're kind of on the side.
You
you're on a. You have a side and open. You don't have a neighbor to. Is that correct?
No, I have two neighbors. I'm in the middle of an alley.
Oh, okay.
So an alley to an alley could be something. Could be.
It's dangerous.
But could something extra be built on an alley to an alley?
No, like when you look at this house,
yeah.
They can't put a fence there
yeah.
on the side of that. There's absolutely no way because of there's nowhere to put it. They'd have to put in the backyard, they would have a little one, but that's the only place there's enough room.
For that house in particular?
Yeah, correct.
For other houses.
They can put it there and then it's obscuring the obstructing
this,
the view.
This is a good example of an alley to an alley.
Yep.
That's exactly what that is.
Yep. With a large truck sitting right in the picture for reference.
Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like they're saying that it's the builders that are using the parallel parking on the alley.
Right.
That's not true. It's homeowners.
I'm sure.
Our driveways are so little, they can't fit their cars in. So if you have cars there, I've seen garbage trucks start to go down. They can't get through. Now he's backing up, trying to back into that alley. It's difficult.
So they can't fit their car in the garage, and they don't park on the street. They want to park in the back.
Has anyone talked to Rumpke about this to see if they would? Because I didn't. They access your homes from the rear, I'm assuming from the alley. Right. So what if they? That's not enough for them to actually do their.
And my concern is on the small lots. I don't have any concerns on the big lots because they have a lot of space. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that we should. I mean, I'm not addressing any of that. I'm on this side with the smaller lots. That's where the concern is.
So the net change would be that just simply more grass and less pavement. Correct. So if there was something going on, someone could, I guess, drive in someone's lawn.
That's correct.
But are the side, the alley to alley?
How many alley to alleys are there?
A lot.
A lot.
This is section two. Section one has two on the west side of the Central Park, which is called the Hot Dog, and she lives on one right there off of Poplar, and then there are two intersections on phase two, which are just at the top edge that we were just looking at. Mm-hmm. And those work that way because the county engineer required the alley along Pyatt, which is the road on the west side next to the water, and on Evans Farm Drive. So there will be a few as we march up north, but they become fewer. I can't give you a number, but they become fewer as you go out into the next phases because there's more land to the northeast where the larger lots are. There is to the northwest of Evans Farm Drive.
But could this cause more people to build the 135 lots because they would have extra green space? I guess some people could, in theory, some people could, and there could be more 135 deep lots built because people might select those more, I guess, is a chance of that. Because the alley will be less wide and they'll have more green space. But
yeah, they want more yard.
It's 2 feet. That's why I'm saying.
But we're talking about the overall house. So in other words, if you had a 180 feet and you built a house that was smaller footprint, so you would have more yard.
Yeah, but you're right.
There are regulations on the larger lot sizes on the
there are.
The footprint.
You have to build a bigger house.
You have to build a bigger house.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The footprint.
To keep with the theme of the neighborhood, obviously, yeah.
But yeah, it does seem like a lot for 2.5 feet. You're right. I agree with that.
Why are you putting people in danger? There's really no reason. No one's complaining about it. It just seems silly to...
It's to save on asphalt.
Saving on it. We pay for it.
Yeah.
As a homeowner, we're paying for it.
Yeah.
So who's saving on it?
And it's not the primary factor. I do think the primary factor too is to differentiate between.
But who's complaining? That's what I said. No one's complaining about it. Did you have people knocking on your door saying this is an issue that people are driving down the alleyways? Like no one's complaining about it. Because I will guarantee you that those lots will shrink. That 2.5 feet will not go back to the homeowners.
Or more people will select the smaller, the lots that are less deep. But I mean,
in the next phases, well, why? Tell me, why are you asking for this? Who's knocking down your door to say that 15-foot lots are a smart idea?
For the last 15 years, we've been working with the township on a new urbanism community.
Right, I live there.
I understand you did. And Marymount is a delightful place.
And I lived in Marymount.
And so I was on the phone sitting here trying to pull up the width of an alley in Marymount. And I don't remember what they are. I remember
it was built in the 1900s when you had horse and buggies.
I've been walking for the last 20 years. I've been walking communities that have been built in the last 20 years. Baldwin Park is a good example. And Kentlands, where I was on Saturday, is a great example. And Seaside and Celebration and all these other communities around the country, Stapleton. And the standard is 15 feet or less on alleys.
But who is asking? Who is asking for this? Like her question, who's asking?
It's part of the entire new urbanism community principle of walkability and people in putting cars where cars belong and opening it up and making streets more welcoming. And if they all look the same, then there is no difference and there's no separation between them. I can point to 50 that, at least 50 that I visited, and probably three or four times that many new urbanism communities that have 15 foot wide alleys or less.
Yeah, but why didn't you ask for that in the first?
I think you did.
We did.
You did ask for it?
The fire chief.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think some of those things are still very valid. So, I mean,
the state fire marshal signed off on it.
I went around and took pictures, and I will guarantee you I can show you one right down the street from Dina.
So an additional 2.5 feet of green space there would take that out of the alley, right?
But it would make it terribly complex for somebody to drive down 15 foot with mirrors. Like, he has huge mirrors on the side of his car. You think driving down and driving past him would be safe to my little...
It would cause folks to slow down and they would get by.
Yeah, but you don't live there. I do. I go through this every day. I have had to, like, pull over into somebody's driveway because these huge trucks with big mirrors and, you know, you can't fit a car at the end of a driveway.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah, I sent this. I live
in Radnor Township on a county road.
Is that parking in his driveway?
In his driveway.
And the street isn't more than 18 feet. That's we have farm trucks that size with plenty of mirrors.
Requirement is you have to have one.
And like, it's not
similar to Bell Canyon. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm, I wonder.
So you make that smaller. Here's another one. It's trucks, and you have them all over the neighborhood.
That would almost extend.
If they're in the driveway, they're not going to change. They're still going to be in the driveway.
Here's another.
They're going to have another 2 feet in the driveway. The driveway will be 2.5 feet longer.
Yeah.
But once you're in a driveway, it's the street. Now you're telling me I have to go into somebody's driveway to get around because
you're saying
it's no problem that you have to go off into somebody's driveway to get around somebody.
Yeah. But, so but then you can't turn the grass because they'll be blocked by the vehicle. Yes, that's wrong.
At the end of the day, unless you have other comments or questions, if you're ready to decide on this.
Well, the alley thing, I'm a little bit confused about that. So can they, if this is approved, they can build more closer to the road if it's alley to alley? Someone was saying that.
It's been very clear, in my opinion anyway, from Tony, that they don't have any intention of putting the houses closer together. Their plots and their quantities are already written in. They haven't requested that to change at all, which protects against any concern there. For the next 4 years, with the two of us sitting here, I'm not approving more homes. I don't know where you stand on that, but I can say that confidently, and I've been pretty consistent there. So the number's locked in. What you're doing here is you're putting less asphalt, more green space, and you're adding more buffer to the edge of the property line because the setbacks aren't changing. And at the end of the day, when you look, like that, if zoom out again, Michelle, if you don't mind. When I look at this, these phases are spoken for. They're not changing these phases. Is that correct?
Right.
But could they be changed? Michelle, could those phases be changed if this is approved? Or does this apply to that part of the development?
Are you going to rip up existing asphalt?
Well, the houses that haven't been built yet.
The alleys are poor.
There are houses. I'll bet you there are probably 15, 20 houses in the area that's shown just in black lines.
They're under construction.
So those alleys are what? Well, the alleys haven't been poured yet, have they?
Those alleys are in.
They're all
in.
That's right.
That's section two plat. There you go.
Yeah, but
this has already been recorded in the courthouse.
It's not showing the record.
Well, it could be recorded, but I think you can replat and change a plat. But they're poured. The asphalt's poured.
You can legally change a plat. However, everyone that owns lots in that plat, that phase of plat, has to sign off on the application to change the plat.
If the developer owns it, then there's no way to change the alleys in those sections.
I don't get hung up on no way, but There is no way that we are going to change the alley.
The pavement's poured. It would be...
The pavement is poured for every single alley in those two phases.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So the point that I guess my concluding point on this is the first two phases and the people that live there have what they have.
Well, that's why I want to make sure.
Yeah, and if the developer comes in and says, we're not changing our lots, the board's not approving that. We're not changing our quantities. The board's not being asked to approve that either. If they want to build tighter alleys in phase 3, 4, and 5, if people don't want it, they're not going to buy it. And they're not changing the quantities or the lot sizes or the architectural standards or any of that, that it's not going to, you know, I don't view that as, it's not a concern to me personally. I don't know where the other board members are on this.
Well, someone said something. So there's no chance, if this is approved, that anything could be closer to the road or the alley. Is that right, Michelle? Someone said something about if you're on the corner of two alleys, that something could be built.
Everything will be further away
if I had a pointer I would show on this. If you look at the line, let me see. There's a line in between the lots that runs this way that's lined with 57, 40, 45, 45. That's the rear property line just south. In between those numbers, go up the next solid line.
This?
Those numbers there, the line just beneath those.
Okay.
That's the rear property line.
Which is the center line of the alley.
That's the center line of the alley. Just north of that, there's and south of it too, there is a line that says 28-foot garage setback. There, that one. Yeah, okay. That defines the closest the alleys or the garages can get to the alley. It doesn't matter how wide or how narrow the alleys are. That's 28 feet off the back property line. That's the rear setback.
Can you explain the side too?
Yeah, the side.
Which would be here.
This instance and this the picture you have, Patsy, is a great example of how we don't want to do it. The typically there is a utility. This is Linden here, alley here. Actually, it's a setback, but the alley fits in that corridor, and the setback is there. And typically, and the Hunters have the great example. There is, and that's why the Hunter's house is a little bit further off the alley than that one. There's a utility easement that goes down along the side of the alleys, along their side property line. This one here, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how it got through without an easement, but they took advantage of it, and there may well be an easement. That's why maybe that thing's cantilevered out. I don't know. But closest they can get is there with this building setback line, that dashed line that runs parallel with the back lines of these guys.
A 20-foot private alley easement?
Yes.
Which we will now change to 15. In the new section, that's what you're
proposing. Right. Well, maybe what we do is we just keep the building setback, or the building easement or setback on the sides of the alleys at 20 and narrow the alley.
But didn't you say you weren't changing those?
We're not. So the only thing we're changing is the narrowness or the width of the alley is all we're changing.
But I'm sorry, I'm just listening.
No, you're okay.
What did you just say?
You said, but maybe we should keep the setbacks on alleys to the 20. Maybe is not a good answer. That's scary.
What do you mean?
All I'm doing is brainstorming and trying to accommodate what your concern is and what Lisa's bringing up too. Is that one house, that one instance, and I agree it's too close. And we have pretty much identified that builder's not building in Evans Farm anymore. But he took advantage of a weak spot in the text that's been approved. And what I'm saying is, in the future, if that house, take that exact example, okay, say he meets that setback line there, that dashed line, building setback line. If he meets that, let's not narrow that line further and allow him a couple more feet, 2.5 more feet to build a wider house. that's hold that line will narrow the alley to the...
So you're keeping the 20-foot alley easement, but you're making the alley 15 feet.
Yes, and in doing that...
And it's really the same as on the, when it's the back of the line, when you're keeping it a 28-foot...
Yeah.
I think we were under the impression that was always, that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I thought that the setbacks were being maintained.
We haven't asked to change the setbacks, so that's exactly...
That is the case. Yeah. Okay, all right.
But
it's just his language, I think.
Just semantics. That sounded like...
No, that's...
It
sounded like... Your point's well made, yeah.
You said it twice, so I just want to make
good
sure
point.
That...
Good
yeah.
May I say something? Because it's something that you mentioned it, and I thought this... It's, I understand your position. I agree with your position 100%. And I'm not sure how it happened, and it's not right, but I can fix it. You asked for information from Dan, and he did. You said he didn't deliver it. You're asking for the zoning text. And the zoning text is a public document that's here, and it's public, it's available. And I can either get it to you because I wrote it, or you can get it from Robin or Michelle, and it's available. And if you don't know where to go, I'll get it for you and deliver it for you because I can. And Dan has access to it too, but ignore that. I'll get that for you.
Well, to be crystal clear, this has nothing to do with...
Well, I know, but it was just a side note that you said, and it didn't sit right with me.
I'm very passionate about the neighborhood that I was an early adopter to. I literally was probably one of the first... I don't know if you were much earlier than I, but like within the first 25 houses or 30 houses. So without people kind of putting their head in the sand and really trying to protect what I bought into, this development could be, somebody said it earlier, it could be very different. It is starting to be very different because we were told those were condos in the front. Somebody's changed them now to apartments. We look like, you know, a Section 8 housing development now, but that got approved. So those were not what was in the zoning text.
I can assure you, I have been with the family. I am the visionary of Evans Farm. It sounds very grandiose and it really isn't intended. This is my brainchild. I've been working on this since 2007 or something like that. When I first met the family and they wanted to know what to do with it, and I came up and I flew them down to West Haven, which is down in Franklin, Tennessee, and they, which is a new urbanism community, beautiful place. If you've never been there, it's fun to go to. And we walked West Haven, and it was a concern because they had every right and every opportunity to just do another subdivision, just like everywhere else, Meadows of Lewis Center, Bryn Mawr, you know. Avonlea, pick one, anyone. They had every right to do that. With they and me being involved very early on, this is our vision. And as protective as you are, and I appreciate your protection and your concerns, I really do. I'm every bit as protective. This is my baby. When I go to the National Town Builders Conference, like from last Wednesday through Sunday, everyone wants to know how Evans Farm is coming, and they want to come here now, which is really cool. I keep telling him, hold off because we're not far enough yet. You can't really see it. Phase one, where you live, there's no place in the community that I envisioned to look as nice as Poplar looks right now. Poplar is one of my proudest streets when you walk down Poplar. I was walking with our town architects. We have two, by the way. And I was walking down the street, and they were walking ahead, and I stopped and just looked and went, yeah.
It's starting to come.
It's starting to come.
I was
just to give you one more thing. The street trees that are on your street came out of the river birch tree in my front yard, and I grew the seed, by hand, and planted all those things there and made sure they were right and pruned them up even. Poplar is a special place to me, and I appreciate what you're saying. It may not look like I'm as protective as you, and I understand that because I don't have a financial investment in a lot or a house. So I understand, I really do. But I share every concern you have, and there's nothing that I'm going to do that's going to cause this place to change beyond that vision.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm a shareholder of the Evans Farm, and I still have
the same
concerns. I mean, I literally...
Had I not seen 100 communities that, or 50 communities, and it's probably close to 100, of 15-foot wide alleys, I would have the exact same concern.
Tony, would you be willing to modify, because I think the side yard setback is the biggest concern here, would you be willing to modify this having the 6-foot setback to edge of pavement as opposed to center line of alley width?
I think so, yes. And the only reason I hesitate is I don't know how wide those alley, the corner alley street or lots are, and if it allows for a standard building pad that's the same size as the 40-foot lot next to it, then absolutely, yes, I would do that. I'm not trying to hedge.
If what? Say that again.
Every lot, using Poplar as a good example, because Poplar is a great example of what we want. Every lot on, say the smallest lot on Poplar is 40-foot wide. You have the plat. Well, you have the platforming section, phase two. If the corner lot where the alley comes along the side and then goes around the back, if the building pad of that corner lot is equal to a 40-foot wide lot, then yes, I can do exactly what she said.
What's the width of the building pad in 40-foot size lot?
6-foot side yard, so it's 12 off of 40, so it's 28 feet. As long as there's a 28-foot building pad, yes, absolutely, we would do that.
How do we get that written?
Michelle?
What about just doing it throughout the development and then making it work for the...
So if this would only pertain to corner lots, corner lots facing two alleys.
Well, it's one along the side and one in the back. Yeah.
But just so make if it you simple. Have,
if you have that... bottom right corner where it says lot 8903 there, that's the exact application. That's 57-foot wide, and you have a 10-foot setback on the right side because it's a 20-foot private alley, and you have a 6 on the left because that's a side yard setback. So it's 16 off of 57 is 41 feet, so yes, we would do that.
So talk about that, work those numbers if it's a 40-foot lot in the corner.
All I'm concerned about is having a 28-foot building pad so I can put the same size, minimum 28-foot, so I can put the same house size as on the 40-foot lot next door to it.
What's the one on Main Dairy and Walnut that just went out? Because Mulberry.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember.
Right, so Michelle, you're saying 6 feet.
Patsy, I'll offer you something that had nothing to do with this, but if you want to work with me on naming the next phase of streets, you can do them all. I hate naming streets. Absolutely hate them.
Michelle, you're saying that if it's 6 feet off the edge of pavement, that's basically...
Mulberry and which?
That would be...
Walnut.
That would ensure...
Mulberry and Walnut don't meet.
Sorry.
Hickory?
Where are my pictures?
She just has to scroll.
So that would be 13.5 feet back from...
Center. That would ensure this doesn't happen again.
What doesn't it? Yeah. That? Okay. But...
To answer your question, I think the answer is probably... Not probably. The answer is yes, we'll do that. Because I just saw two or three that were lined up.
Yeah, I don't think you have any 40 in that 40-foot lots in that predicament, I guess.
So we'll just read that in.
So you're coming to 6 feet off of the edge of pavement for all lots.
On the side, yeah.
On the side. And then?
For side alleys. When you say that, refer to it as alley pavement. That way it's not, because street pavement I can do all day because that's easy. Our setbacks are much larger than that, so.
Oh yeah, just for alleys, but any kind of alley. There's only one kind of alley, right? Because the issue is when you change one part of the text and swap it in and out without incorporating into the whole text, and the rest of the text is already applying. Sometimes it can be hard to figure out.
Can we just make it for the subsequent phases?
Huh?
Make it for the subsequent phases.
I would do anything that hasn't been already approved.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I mean.
Is for the whole thing. Yeah, that's right.
I guess that's what I mean. So can I make one other comment? Did you already give your name and address? I'm sorry. One other thought is we're reducing the size of the asphalt, which we all agree 15 feet from 20 feet is reducing the asphalt. You're giving green space off to the residents, but you're making them extend their driveway. So it's really not giving green space, you're just shifting the cost. Is that correct?
The lot is 20 feet across, so they're going to add another 40 or 50 foot square feet of concrete or asphalt in the driveway to get to the edge of the alley, but they're also picking up all the 2.5 feet across the rest of the lot that they, where they abut the alley.
On a 40 foot lot.
So they get another 20 feet of, at two and, they put, pick up 2.5 feet of driveway, and then if it's 40 foot, 20 foot driveway, they pick up another
which they need,
or 50 feet of green.
Based on what I've seen in the pictures, they need the 2.5 feet of driveway. In some cases.
But you're not saying, you're not giving us any extra house. It's just basically shifting the cost of the driveway.
The house is restricted by the setbacks, which have no influence. Right. They're not influenced by the alley anymore.
It's shifting costs is what I'm seeing. But it's truly shifting it from the alleyway. You're not really adding green space because... It's a little bit of green space. It's a
Public comment and shift it back to Tony. I think you've responded already to the comments we had.
If you have any other comments,
I'm going to turn it back to the board if they have any questions for
you. I'm working once they're done talking, we'll
confirm with her. I have no further questions.
But was there a divergence requested for that?
In 2019, there were.
But this is 2020.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. There was, but that wasn't. But
their divergence was 2018.
That was the 18 feet. So it would still all be. Is there any divergence that would overrule this for?
No, we're currently not climbing across the side. The rear will be the same.
Okay, because they're only, okay.
And they really can't even show less of the driveway.
Okay, so you're confident that this will not result in any existing structures being built closer to that?
Do you have any questions before we do that for Mr. Ironman? Make a motion to take a 5-minute recess.
Trustee Grimbles?
Yes.
Trustee Knapp?
Yes.
Trustee Fels?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a